The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Hello, and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. It is the final day of August in the year 2020. It's about 16 minutes past the 6 o'clock hour on August 31st. And my name's Becky. You are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing. Sorry to interrupt your programming, but we have got some updates for us. Before I get to those updates, remember that state-level updates and information on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Remember that dialing 311 gets you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. And for interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line at 211-211 in any language. Dialing 211 connects you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress. It's a free service for those who are not in crisis but do need an outlet to manage that stress. And the number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. And now for our state-level updates. The Washington Emergency Management Division is hosting an emergency preparedness webinar on Thursday, September 3rd, from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., The webinar will focus on emotional and mental resiliency and prepping emergency kits using things that you can already find around your house. See the Emergency Management Division's Facebook page for details or go to the website using the web address bit.ly/re-prepare1. To access the webinar, where participants will be able to ask questions anonymously. And you can also go to mil.wa.gov, that's mil.wa.gov, and click on Emergency Management for more information about that emergency preparedness webinar that will take place on Thursday, September 3rd at 11:30 a.m. Now for some Pierce County news. The Tacoma Pierce County Health Department will hold its regular meeting on Wednesday, September 2nd at 3 p.m. Public comments may be submitted by emailing director@tpchd.org. Now, if those were a whole bunch of letters, just remember Tacoma Pierce County Health Department. So director@tpchd.org anytime before the Board of Health meeting adjourns. But if you make public comments before noon on the day of the board meeting, board members will receive them prior to the meeting. You can also call 253-798-2899 for information on how to listen to the meeting, or go to tpchd.org. We've got some Tacoma news for us. Metro Parks Tacoma will be holding distance learning day camps to support working families starting September 14th. In partnership with Tacoma Public Schools. Camps will offer a supervised environment for children grades kindergarten through 5 to engage in their distance learning in small, isolated groups. Metro Parks also has openings for preschool at the Tacoma Nature Center. More information on day camps and preschool are available at metroparkstacoma.org. The Tacoma City Council will hold its weekly meeting virtually tomorrow, September 1st at 6 p.m. It will air on TV Tacoma and will be live streamed on tvtacoma.com and on the city's Facebook Live. The directors of the Washington State History Museum, the Tacoma Art Museum, the Museum of Glass, the Foss Waterway Seaport, the Children's Museum of Tacoma, and the LeMay America's Car Museum have chosen to keep buildings closed indefinitely while they monitor COVID-19 infection rates in our region, even though cultural institutions may open at limited capacity in phases 2 and 3. All museums have staff who are working remotely to provide online presentations and activities and downloadable learning materials. There are numerous free testing sites in our region for COVID-19. If you are up north, for Seattle locations, you can visit seattle.gov or call 206-477-3977. For other King County locations, visit kingcounty.gov. Now, in King County in general, the way that they are doing their breakdowns of cases is by regions within the county, and South King County has been shown to be a particularly active spot for COVID-19. So King County is opening up additional testing sites, new testing sites in South King County, and they are as follows. Hold on just a moment. Auburn will open tomorrow, September 1st. It is located at the east side of the General Services Administration property along C Street Southwest. The location for that is 2701 C Street Southwest in Auburn, Washington. Again, that will open tomorrow, September 1st, and will operate Monday through Saturday, 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., where testing is free. Also, opening next week, there will be a testing site in Renton. It will be located at 805 Southwest 10th Avenue in Renton. It will also operate starting at 8:30, but will go till, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. And registration for appointments at the Renton testing site will open on September 5th. So those are some of the places in South King County that are newly available for COVID-19 mobile testing. For locations in Pierce County, visit the Pierce County Health Department, Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This week and into next week, we have some mobile testing events that are ongoing. And remember that these mobile testing events are free of charge for any participants, for anyone testing, and you do not need to be showing symptoms in order to get a test. The testing sites for this week for Pierce County include tomorrow, September 1st, at PLU in Parkland and at DACA Park in Fife. Testing will also take place on Wednesday, September 2nd, in two locations. The first is Catholic Community Services, located at 5050 South Tacoma Way, and also at the Pierce County Library branch at 3005 112th Street East. On Thursday, September 3rd, there will be mobile testing at the Key Peninsula Civic Center and at Fort Steilacoom Park. And this Friday, September 4th, there will be free mobile testing for COVID-19 at the Trinity Church Food Program, located at 1615 6th Avenue, and at Pierce County AIDS Foundation at 3009 South 40th Street, both in Tacoma. No ID is required. Tests are free. They are open to everyone, as I said. Patients can also call their healthcare providers for tests. Well, given that there's so much going on close to the end of summer. We have a big weekend coming up where some people will have a long weekend. The health departments of both the state and the county are definitely recommending that everybody continue to abide by phase 2 requirements that limits your social gatherings to 5 or fewer people per week. In the meantime, though, I'm happy for today's interview. I'm very excited today to be talking with not one, not two, but three individuals that are dynamic and amazing contributors to our musical palette of Tacoma. I'm speaking with Gilded Lily, a local band playing originals and covers with a bluesy twist, making music that you can shake your caboose to. How are you guys this evening?
We're great.
Fantastic.
Pretty good so far.
Pretty good so far is kind of like a very good place to be in, I think, for the year 2020. So, I introduced you as Gilded Lily, but clearly you're several individuals. Who are y'all?
So, I am Nancy. I am the lead singer and songwriter.
I'm Casey, executive percussionist, and I think I do some musical assists now and again.
My name's Robert, and I play things with strings.
I love that, things with strings, as a fellow string player myself. Does that mean bowed instruments, plucked, strummed? What's going on with your instrumentation there?
I play guitar and bass so far. I don't own a banjo anymore because I didn't know how to play it.
Well, that's no excuse, right? You can always have a banjo and a mandolin up on the wall somewhere, especially if you're playing that music with the bluesy twist. You know, that bluesy twist, is that how you kind of define your genre?
This is Nancy. I'd say so. I think our music just ends up always turning on the bluesy side. There's a lot of heart and soul and feelings and into the music we play.
Now, this is Casey. I think I've applied mostly blues and funk sort of stuff as a drummer to the music overall, as I've been learning it and joined the band and you know, so that, yeah, I would call it blues and funk.
This is Rob here. I have an answer. I think a lot of our stuff is blues based riff wise with our songs. Nancy has a lot of soul in her voice and her songwriting. And her background in singing, and then, you know, that's kind of how I learned how to play guitar. Was I learned from a blues guy, an old blues guy with humbuckers, and that's kind of where I went from. And we all have a lot of different influences, I think, and a lot of different places we've gone in our musical paths, but the blues and the jazz and the swinginess of it and the soul, it's kind of what sounds good, so that's kind of what we play.
Well, I love, Robert, that you were talking about your sort of guide or whoever taught you or who you learned from. For the other bandmates, what are your backgrounds in terms of learning music and musical exposure and interest in education and training?
For me, it started as a drummer all back when Metallica Black album came out. I think I was 13 or so and just was sort of really into it. And cut my teeth on all that stuff. I think all of Metallica, it was where it started. It's really in the metal for me. And then I met Robert around 2000. That's when I was sort of really diversifying my own, actually playing less and seeing the value in less is more approach to percussion. For me, it started in metal, but now it actually moved from Metallica to the Beatles later in my development. You can imagine how that works.
And what about you, Nancy?
Thank you. So my Grammy in El Paso, Texas, taught me how to read when I was 3, and I was never at a loss for words since. And my brain is somewhat of a typhoon of thoughts and words. So for me, singing has always been great from a little girl, singing along with mariachi music and Vicente Fernandez and big band music. Creating my own little words and hums and whatnot to Glenn Miller and his orchestra, to old Frank Sinatra ditties where I'd learned how to try to harmonize. So for me, music has been a release, and the writing of songs, there's so many words that flow through my head constantly. So it's, it comes out somewhat naturally and situationally, but nothing formal beyond, say, high school choir. And Gilded Lily is my first band ever. So.
Well, you know, the dudes, you guys were talking about meeting each other around 2000. How long has Gilded Lily been together?
It's like a couple years.
Not even.
We started writing songs officially for we're going to be a band, less than 2 years ago.
So this is Nancy. So I had stuff written and no music. And then I met Rob in 2017 at a like open mic jam space, and it was very natural and organic the way Risky had written circa 2000 or earlier, just melded perfectly with the words. And we were doing open mics as a duo in the Tacoma, Seattle area, and decided to form a band to not just be welcome to the stage, Rob and Nancy. And so we formed a band, did some open mics as a band, got invited to do a gig at Stink in downtown Tacoma. And wouldn't you know, Casey was there at our first performance in January.
2020.
Mm-hmm. And I remember Rob had said, if I could ever have a drummer, it was going to be just like Casey. And the way serendipitous things happen, Casey's our drummer.
So we got him.
But they've known each other since their high school days.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. I imagine, though, that since March or so, maybe jamming or practice has really taken a different look. With the closure of the ability to have open mics, what's pandemic practice look like for you guys right now?
Rob here. We don't play out much anymore. For one, so other than that, we have a little practice space that we like to go to. We have a large chunk of songs that we do, so we can't really play all of them in one day. So it's good to keep up on everything, and we still noodle all the time. Casey and I will switch off from time to time on instruments. He's multi-instrumentalist as well, and we're just trying to keep going. We'd like to get some stuff down recorded soon so that we can get working on some newer stuff, I think.
And here's Nancy, I'll piggyback. For us, we were fortunate enough to be involved in some socially distant live music earlier this year.
Live from home.
So we've done we've incorporated technology into our practices weekly. So we'll go live on Facebook or on Instagram just to provide folks a change of pace and some live entertainment that'll come to them through their computer or phone when they can't get out, as we were all once accustomed.
Yeah, this is Casey. I think there's a lot of hand sanitizer and being aware of the space, and then also it's a good time to hone your skills if you can't perform, to sit back and the therapeutic value of learning new songs and playing the instruments. And it's really been a prize winner to go over to the band room and just turn it up and not have the pressure of live performances. But there's still that inner pressure of getting out the expression, the reason we probably all started playing to begin with, So that really comes out.
Yep. I have 91% isopropyl in a spray bottle almost at all times.
Well, it's nice to hear that we can still keep safe, but also have that camaraderie and creativity flowing. Has the pandemic led to any kind of other inspiration in your songwriting or music making?
I'm sure it's going to.
Well, what are the things
that we have no choice eventually, right? Like we don't tend to write current event type songs. It's more feelings and stuff
and adventures and experiences.
Yeah.
I'd say that COVID isn't defining who we are as a band or as individuals, and I think we're adjusting and adapting and staying flexible and positive. Because this too shall pass, and we're just spreading a message of music making and making merriment and shaking that caboose, get it up off the couch and, moving a little, having some fun.
I love it. So what are the things, Nancy, for instance, that push that flow of words or that typhoon of words that goes through your mind?
Well, unfortunately, it's a blessing and a curse, so you can't always get turned off. Nevertheless, for example, watching a 70s movie called Dolomite gave the inspiration for a song we have called Rat Soup. A trip up to where we went to Cape Slattery up north, and I saw the tip of the country. The drive back was the inspiration for a song we have called Cape Flattery. And so it's just a tune or words that flow, and if I pay attention to them, then they take on a life of their own, basically.
Well, speaking of those words, how did you guys settle on the name, on the band name, Gilded Lily?
So, this is Rob.
Funny story.
It's multi-pronged. We were like kind of writing songs together, Nancy and I, right, for a little while, and it was fun, and then we wanted to get more serious about it, and as you do with any child, you bounce names off of each other, and one part of it, which isn't the cool part, is there's a Guar song by that name, and it's a really filthy song, but it's a neat name. And then what happened was, you can't be a guitar player and not be into guitars, right? So I'm into guitars, and I'm into really cheap guitars. I don't find a lot of joy in spending a lot of money on stuff when the tone comes from the fingers. And I got in a discussion with a man on the internet, as you would say, and I had a really nice guitar that I bought from China that was great for, you know, less than a case of water. And he's like, you know, let me know in a month or so, like, how that guitar goes when the guild wears off the lily. And it was just like, I kind of feel like that's a theme that I've seen a lot with myself and with our band and with what we wanted to be our band, you know, because we're not really that conventional. We're hard to describe. You know, so Gilded Lily, I thought was pretty cool. And then, you can't spell it right. That's not a band. You got to spell it different. So guild as in G-U-I-L-D-E-D, as in like a group of people or a...
Yeah, that's the definition. Yeah. An association of
an
people.
Association.
For mutual aid or the pursuit of a common goal. So our goal is to put smiles on folks' faces, to get folks out of their seats.
It's not just a flower. This one's covered in gold, like a Led Zeppelin or a, you know, something like that. Or, you know, we thought it sounded pretty good and it worked for us. I think that was kind of how that happened. And sure. I was like, okay, that'll work.
Yeah. I love that story.
Well, definitely so much fun and a really nice twist on that also to incorporate, you know, sort of that little, like, stick it to you, that guy that's, you know, doubting your own, you know, creative flow and your choice of what kind of instruments you choose to make music from, to be able to say, yeah, I'll show him. But then also incorporate that sense of camaraderie and community is a really beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was a good way to put it together so that it was, it's got substance.
Well, what are your guys' hopes for the remainder of 2020 or going into 2021?
We want to record very soon.
Yeah.
This is Casey here. It's looking like an EP is a real possibility, and I'm excited to be lucky enough to be part of it.
We'll keep writing music and keep getting our music out, and states allowing and COVID pandemic allowing... you know, continue to evolve with ways that we can get live music to the people and go from there.
You know, hopefully to be a reason for people to come together, a reason for people to unite and dance and enjoy something we have in common.
We need to get our songs down now so we can get our new ones written, get those out too. We have a lot of songs for you guys.
In the meantime, when we can't come together to be jamming and dancing, where can our listeners hear more or where can we find you online?
So we have a website, www.gildedlily.com, and gilded is G-U-I-L-D-E-D, and then Lily has two L's. We have a Facebook page, Gilded Lily, and we have on Instagram... we are Gilded Lily Band, and we have a YouTube channel that we recently created where we've been applying live videos of originals and a couple of covers that we performed up in Georgetown earlier this year as part of a living art exhibition.
That's one thing I wanted to say. This is Casey, too, that we didn't mention earlier, is really thankful for some of the nonprofits in Seattle that invited us up there to perform outdoors in Georgetown there. That was really great opportunity to... they were all coming together for art, and you can see the video there at the YouTube channel where we're set up outside of this loading dock, and there's blacksmiths next to us who were playing, swinging a hammer at these flowers they were creating and welding together. Really a spectacular experience playing outside. And on top of that, I had the experience of playing a drum set I'd never played before. I brought some cymbals up there, and that was really a treat. Really put an edge on the amazing day in Georgetown.
Well, so much fun, I think, to be exploring new ways of producing and sharing our creativity. Nancy, Casey, Robert, anything else you want to say to listeners of KTQA?
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you soon, hopefully. Come find us.
We appreciate the support. Continue keeping on with the keeping on and continue staying safe and appreciate you checking us out.
Wash your hands.
Yes, that's true. Casey here. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. And keep on shaking the caboose.
Well, thank you all so much. It's been a real pleasure talking with the members of Gilded Lily, a local band playing originals and covers with that bluesy, soulful, funky twist.
Yeah.
Grateful. Thanks so much. Right on.
You sure?
Dial 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Dial 211 for statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, and our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. Thank you so much for listening to KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. Talk to you on Wednesday.
KTQA LP 95.3, Tacoma.